This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Explosions and plumes of smoke were seen rising from northern Gaza Strip as Israeli bombardment continues over the besieged Palestinian territory. The UN Humanitarian Office said Tuesday fighting between Israeli troops and Palestinian militants in northern Gaza caused another 200,000 people to flee south in the past 10 days. Israel has urged civilians to evacuate Gaza City and surrounding areas in the north, but the southern part of the besieged territory is not much safer. Supporters of Israel rallied in large numbers in Washington on Tuesday. AP correspondent Norman Hall reports.
Supporters of Israel gathered by the tens of thousands on the National Mall under heavy security, voicing solidarity in the fight against Hamas and crying never again. The March for Israel offered a bipartisan endorsement of Israel as criticism has intensified over the offensive in Gaza set off by the bloody October 7th Hamas attack. Rabbi Mendel Silberstein traveled from suburban New York.
There's a great awakening happening among the Jewish people to support Israel, to support the Jewish cause, to fight anti-Semitism.
Speakers at the rally included congressional leaders and Israel's president. Norman Hall, Washington.
The Red Cross has not met any hostage held by Hamas in the Gaza Strip, Israeli Foreign Minister Eli Cohen said Tuesday after meeting the organization's head in Geneva. Cohen told reporters, "We don't have any proof of life." Family members of some of the hostages held by Hamas in Gaza also attended that meeting, as well as the press conference afterwards at the United Nations. Hamas is a U.S.-designated terrorist.